This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. I put up our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day, the Junkies poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. At least early on, you can vote at Junks Radio. Or on Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio. Early on, a lot of confidence from Washington fans. Mm-hmm. They don't seem scared by the Jaden Daniels not practicing.
I'm a little scared. I'm a little nervous.
Let me see. You also got a big plate of food in front of you. We have to thank our friends at Milk and Honey for stopping by. Southern-inspired kitchen, Southern brunch with the essence of Louisiana. They got 13 locations in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. You can go to TheMilkAndHoney.com. Some of the items they brought chicken and Biscoff waffles, Biscoff cookie butter infused waffle served with crispy chicken.
The chicken
My wife loves Biscoff. Mm-hmm.
Valdez,
she uses
right
so much
alley.
Biscoff.
I don't know what Biscoff is, but it sounds and looks delicious.
It kind of edges.
It's not Nutella, but it's kind of
okay.
Think peanut butter and then think Nutella and somewhere in the middle. That's kind of how I describe Biscoff.
I mean, my brain is weak and feeble, but I just had a brainstorm. Like, we're doing a brunch this weekend for my mother-in-law's birthday. Like, why am I not going to get milkandhoney.com to cater it? Like, that seems like the easiest
move.
This is so good.
I think I'm going to make that happen.
You're doing the chicken.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to do the berry French toast.
I'm not even faking it. This is really
that tray of
good.
Biscuits, by the way. It looks so good.
Let me see that.
It's so
sweet
good,
potato butter.
Yeah,
that good. Sweet potato butter is
just melts in your mouth.
I love biscuits.
You got a carbapalooza right on that plate, and you're loving it.
I'm gonna eat all of this.
So thank you to Milk and Honey.
That's a great breakfast.
They have come up big for us this morning.
I feel like once you hit like your mid 50s, you don't have to worry. You're never gonna get an ab again. It's over. So might as well enjoy it.
Never had one in the first place. Get one again.
Yeah.
Like, how would that ever happen?
I mean, I had one in my youth.
Yeah. I mean, didn't.
One.
Pretty sure never had one.
Had one.
Yeah. So thanks again to Milk and Honey. You can go to themilkandhoney.com for more information.
And they're right here on the wharf.
Yeah. Right down the street.
So
perfect.
Good.
All right. Time for our touchdown parlay. We've hit them twice this season. Last week, I took the L. I mean, we all took the L, but part of it was on me.
No, part of me, too, because I took Terry.
But,
and even though he had a bunch of catches, kind of surprised me. Didn't get in the end zone.
Yeah.
With Mariota there, I don't know if they have that connection. Mariota actually seemed like typical backups, had a connection with like Diami, some of these other guys.
Yeah.
He was hitting everybody. Yeah.
They said in the presser, he hadn't taken reps with the first team, with the offense, in like 68 days. His only reps that he had was with scout team. Which, right. I mean, they're valuable,
mm-hmm.
but he's not running reps with our guys. So this will be the first week, if he plays, that he's had a full week of prep,
largely.
I always
doing.
Find that amazing. I remember a couple seasons ago, we heard that about Sam Howell, that when Sam Howell finally got a start, he's like, I've never thrown to Terry McLaurin. Like, what?
Right.
Like, how does that happen?
It's kind of bizarre.
Right.
They give the starter all the reps.
Right.
All right.
Who's going to lead off? You know what? I'll lead off.
Okay.
I'm going to go storyline here.
Right.
DeAndre Hopkins says he hasn't played in a meaningful game in a couple of seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Now he gets to go play with Patrick Mahomes. And I understand Patrick Mahomes only has 6 touchdown passes this year. He's got more interceptions than he has touchdown passes. That team's winning because of their defense.
Pat Mahomes.
But he's still Patrick Mahomes. And I feel like he's going to want to get one to D-Hop.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with DeAndre Hopkins. He finds the end zone, a little bit of a storybook for his first game as part of the Kansas City Chiefs. And Cakes is wearing his Kansas City Chiefs-inspired hoodie from our Crab Cook-Off. Yeah, thank you to Chuck Lee.
Drab t-shirt wearing his as well. It's a big Crab kickoff day today here on the Junks. Hopkins, by the way, coming in at plus 200. So you're getting a nice number there.
Well,
if
there
it
you
hits.
Go. It's a great number. All right, I'll go next. The Eagles playing the Bengals, 1 o'clock in Cincinnati. The Bengals' pass defense isn't that great. If you look at some of the receivers this year against them, Zay Flowers had 7 catches for 111. I'm not sure he scored in that game, but even Cleveland, Cedric Tillman had 8 for 81. Njoku, tight end, had, I think, 9 catches for about 80 yards in that same game. The Carolina Panthers moved the ball against him. Terry McLaurin, when they played, had 4 catches for 100. So I think Hurts is going to be able to throw the ball a little bit against Cincinnati. And A.J. Brown is just a difference maker. I mean, we saw what Barkley did last week. But A.J. Brown also scored on a long reception. So I like A.J. Brown to score a touchdown. Not even sure what the number is, but I like Brown
I'll
to score
you.
Against Cincinnati.
The number is plus 135.
There you go.
Big plus number there. Like it.
I like AJ.
Feeling it.
All right, Cakes, what you got?
I've got Amon-Ra St. Brown scoring a touchdown against the Tennessee Titans. The Titans are terrible. They are 1-5. In the last two games, they've scored 17 and 10. And now they have to go play in Detroit. No Jameson Williams. He's sidelined for two games. What does that mean? That means more targets for Amon-Ra St. Brown. So he will find the end zone. The number isn't great, but it's still on the plus side. Plus 105, Amon-Ra scores. That game could get out of hand with the quickness.
And it probably will. Although Tennessee's defense is decent.
By the way, the numbers for Monty and Gibbs to score touchdowns are minus 165 and minus 155. They're basically guaranteeing you that those guys are scoring.
Yeah.
So I wanted a little bit better number for the parlay.
All right, behind the glass, what you got?
So we were split. We were going to take Keon Coleman, but Drab vetoed because they're playing the Drab Hawks. So we pivoted. We're going to take Devontae Smith anytime plus 210 against the Bengals. I know Valdez and I, we were also split with Brian Thomas, but I'm taking Devontae Smith plus 210. Bengals are allowing 220 passing yards per game, and they've allowed over 24 points in 4 games this season.
Why do you guys hate it? You guys hate his pick.
I don't know if Mars was paying attention.
Well, you guys,
so now we have A.J. Brown AJ and Brown. Devontae Smith.
Yeah. We got two of them now, two Eagles.
We thought he was going with somebody else.
Mm. Who'd you think I was going with?
No, we thought Mar was going with Brian Thomas Jr.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to reevaluate? You can.
Nope.
What
nope.
is the what is your prop? What is your problem with his pick?
So the Eagles have to have two of the Eagles' touchdowns on Sunday have to be from Devontae Smith.
One from Brown, one from Smith.
Yes. And that's just very, very unlikely.
You're threading the needle.
It's extremely unlikely, but, you know, let's reach for the stars this weekend, man. You know, I'm feeling damn good. We got
what
the
do you care?
Drop.
It's Cakes' money or whoever puts it in.
But Devontae has
money.
He scored in every other game this year, and he didn't score last week coming off a 2-target game. I mean, why not us?
He's been, plus 210.
Mar's been hot, too. So,
he has?
Yes. And
so
this
you
was
defer?
His, so this was his initial lean, and he has been hot. To be honest, everyone behind the glass has kind of been hot with names we've thrown around for this thing. But Mar's been sizzling, so
we're gonna
ride the hot hand.
It's got the sizzle.
All right, well, you know me. I'll go last. I'm always going to take a skin or somebody in the skins game. That's what I care about. Last week, I took Terry. As soon as Jaden went down, I knew that was cooked. But he still had a bunch of catches, so he actually probably could have scored. I think he was close on one or two. But I don't know who's playing quarterback this week, so I'm going to stay away again. The two tight ends scored last week. I was scared of B-Rob because I didn't know how he was going to come back. He looked like he ran tough. So it's obvious. It's not anything, you know. I just want to hit it. I'm going to take B-Rob.
Very good. All right, we have...
He's got 6 touchdowns on the year.
We can only lock in 4 of the bets right now because the B-Rob prop is not on FanDuel yet. Mm-hmm. I think they're waiting for the Jaden Daniels news.
Yeah.
But just the 4 legs on their own, $10 pays $443.62. And that's before the profit boost, which we always get.
And that's before B-Rob and who else? Or is that the only one?
That's the only one.
Give me the five legs, though.
You got
DeAndre Hopkins.
A.J. Brown. We have all the Eagles receivers scoring.
Yeah.
A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. We've got Amon-Ra St. Brown scoring against the Titans. DeAndre Hopkins coming in at plus 200 against the Raiders. And, of course, B-Rob against
the Bears.
You guys
always distract me with all your hand gestures. What are you upset about now? Go ahead.
Well, there's no line. So we just – there's no line for the game that you picked. So
for the Skins game?
Yes.
But there will be.
I know, but it'd be nice to know the payoff when we do the segment. That's all.
I know.
We'll get it up on social media. It'll be on the Instagram. It'll be on Facebook.
I don't think it matters. I think what matters is hitting it. I think what matters
I'm
is hitting
it. I'm going to guess. It's going to be like a $750-ish payout.
Yeah.
If I had to guess.
Yeah. Probably.
Our listeners like to ride with us.
You know it's going to be probably even money, mm-hmm. right? Or maybe like minus 105 or something. Right? Wouldn't you think?
For B-Rob to score?
Yeah, it's going to be
something around
money.
There, yeah.
We'll get it up there.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, it's Fridays with Feinstein here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.